A couple and their teenage sons in Pocatello, Idaho, were killed over the weekend by a carbon monoxide leak in their home. Local officials say it's one of the worst tragedies in recent memory in the Southeast Idaho community. Idaho, Washington, and Oregon each have laws requiring carbon monoxide monitors, but as Jessica Robinson reports, those laws haven't been around long enough to cover many homes.
It appears Bill and Ross Parrish and two of their sons started getting sick last Saturday when the ventilation system on their gas-powered hot water heater failed. The furnace then pushed odorless, tasteless, colorless carbon monoxide fumes throughout the house. It was just this January that Idaho joined its neighbors to the west in requiring certain homes to have carbon monoxide alarms, similar to fire alarms. But the rules only apply to new constructions. Likewise, older houses in Oregon and Washington aren't required to have monitors until they undergo major renovation or are sold. Kelly Stowe is with the Washington Health Department. She says tragedies like the one in Pocatello are a reminder to people who use wood, natural gas, or propane to install a carbon monoxide monitor near bedrooms.
They give you some kind of detection notice that, hey, there's carbon monoxide in here and you need to get out of the area.
Carbon monoxide poisoning can seem like the flu at first, starting with headaches and nausea. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.